BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here's today's podcast. On it, adventurous Helen Skelton plays today's innuendo bingo, and it's a corker. Charlie Slough is back on Real or No Real, and we present our new game, Two Girls World Cup.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Good afternoon to you. Looking forward to today because, as well as Helen Skelton, the woman with a very impressive Wikipedia.
Yes, it is good.
Isn't it? But do you reckon she, like, sometimes wikis herself and she's like, God, I am good.
I wish I had a Wikipedia like this. Ultra marathons, kayak in the Amazon, tightrope walking, South Pole. That's a Wikipedia.
Yeah, she loves it. So, Helen Skelton, she's done worse, but she doesn't know how cold the water is, right?
True that.
1:45 today on Innuendo Bingo. Listen and watch. Jamie and Holt's really looking forward to Helen on Innuendo Bingo today. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, wherever you can get to a screen, phone, laptop, computer, tablet, at 1:45. And also, a lot of excitement on Twitter at the moment about our new game. I thought, you know, everyone's little bit, well, not everyone, but some people are, you know, a bit down on the World Cup at the moment. I've had a great World Cup. Mm. Two amazing alternative commentaries on the red button.
I still really enjoy it. For me, it's just football and everything. I mean, last night's game was brilliant.
Yeah, there've been
just
some
football every night.
Incredible football matches. But I just think, like, to keep the momentum, we needed a new game. And that's why we present to you today two girls in the office talking about football. We've been overhearing them for a while in the office. It's Fiona off The Breakfast Show and Jade, who works on One Extra. And sometimes they love talking about football, but like me, they know absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, it kind of irritates me when I hear them talking about it, because they're not the biggest World Cup fans.
But they're still involved in it. They still like to gossip about and talk about it.
Yeah, and like, it is about time these conversations were brought to everyone else's attention.
So it's a simple guessing game quiz, which you can play along with at home. We just show them a picture of a World Cup player, and they just say what they see. And from the clues, you work out which one they're talking about. It's our new game, and that's going to be on today at 2:45.
Ish.
No one just told me that then. Like, I knew that it was on that time. 2:45. Our new game, Two Girls World Cup, coming up for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've just had this text, which I completely relate to. I was on a train to Durham on Friday night, and this was happening to me as well. Nothing worse than a couple in your eye line taking kissing selfies on the train. I hear you, Pippa.
Not keen.
That's the new thing. It's like, let's take a selfie.
You've never done a kissing selfie?
Have you?
Yeah.
Awful.
I have.
Oh, you have as well. You like, absolute melt.
No, you're right. It feels wrong when I look back at it. There's no pride in that.
I've had a very strange morning. I can't really say too much about it, but I've been...
You sent me an amazing photo.
I've been filming for the new Radio 1 TV trailer for Seas Summer. Do you remember we asked you to tweet in your, like, kind of bizarre summer situation? And people were, like, saying, I want to be on the back of a horse on Blackpool Beach with Nick Grimshaw and Pharrell.
And Pharrell.
Yeah. We've made some of these happen. And we made Chloe from the Isle of Wight's one happen today. Her dream, which she had, to see summer, she tweeted in about it. Next thing you know, she is sat on top of a piano while I play it and Clean Bandit play ping pong next to her. That was her weird dream.
Yeah.
Happened this morning.
The pictures look incredible.
I mean, it is good. It was a fun morning, so thank you to Chloe and all her mates. I hope you enjoyed your day.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Helen Skelton, hello.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. We were just talking earlier, before you get wet, about how impressive your Wikipedia is.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, people can add to that.
Yeah, but you've done all the stuff that it says on there. You've done it all.
Apart from the professional tap dance teacher, that I'm not that.
Oh. Yeah,
was that the bit you were impressed with?
Well, no.
It's the subject titles on your sections. So mine, I mean, someone's made me a Wikipedia and it's nonsense, a lot of it. Yours, ultra marathons, kayak in the Amazon, tightrope walking. So that's how a Wikipedia should be.
That's it. It's impressive.
They should also be dining out on them.
What's the scariest thing you've done?
Probably the high wire. I was so scared I kept forgetting to breathe.
Is it?
Or I once got buried in a coffin of rats. I hate it. Oh. I hate rats.
Why'd you do it to yourself?
I hate rats. We built the coffin thinking that I was wide enough to stop them from sort of crawling over my face, but the coffin was too wide, so they were going in between my hands and up my face.
Why were you doing that?
It was a forfeit. I lost a game.
Sure. But never reveal what makes you scared for these kind of shows, because one of you two, because you're famous, will end up on I'm a Celebrity or something, and that's the one they'll go for.
But she'd walk that. It's just like, yeah, so you want me to eat this? Yeah.
I once had a meeting with them about it, and they're like, how do you feel about not eating? I was like, fine, don't worry, Antarctica. Not washing. I was like, there's running water, and I could see them thinking, geek.
Yeah, you've done that. You've done it all. But there's one thing you're like, I really wish I'd said no to this.
Singing. I'll happily jump out of a plane and crawl through tunnels and all that stuff, but I'm terrible at singing. And they sent me to the West End to sing in We Will Rock You.
What was this for?
Oh, for Blue Peter. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. I had to stand up there and sing Galileo. I forgot the words.
Oh, God. That is quite stressful, singing. And you're on TV on Saturday night.
I am indeed.
So it's like a, is it a new version of Question of Sport?
If Question of Sport is the quiz show, this is like the game show. So it's kind of games, and basically I just kind of take the mick out of Matt Dawson and Phil Tufnell. This week they have to reverse park a sports car in between Chris Hoy and then in between like Jessica Ennis's jumping distance and stuff.
So you just, are you reporting looking and laughing at
them?
Yes. Oh, brilliant. What a great job. I always thought, you know Amanda Byram that used to do Total Wipeout, where she just like, I think she gets to go to, is it Brazil where they do that?
Argentina.
Or Argentina.
Yeah.
Gets to go to Argentina, has a lovely time, laughs at people falling off inflatables, goes home. Bonus.
And she's allowed to laugh without us thinking she's mean, because we'd laugh too.
Exactly that, yeah.
She is there just to laugh, actually, isn't she?
Yeah,
thinking about it, she just stands on the side and laughs.
And she does it very well.
Yeah.
So the show starts on Saturday, does it?
The first one was Saturday Gone. The next one's this Saturday, so it's the next three Saturdays.
What time?
7:30.
Prime time. Prime time Saturday night. Oh, that's lovely, that. So watch it on BBC One on Saturday night. Okay, you know about Inuendo Bingo, right?
Yes.
Okay, have you seen any previous videos?
Yes.
Okay.
What have you seen? Do you remember?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it gives you a good gauge.
Okay. Yeah, it does actually, because they were wet ones.
It's always interesting asking what videos have you seen, because then it kind of shows that you're expecting certain things.
Well, I'm going to Wimbledon straight from here, so I've bought a change of clothes.
Right, perfect.
Ah, okay. We can provide towels. Do we do towels now? Sometimes.
Maybe.
Oh, not that one from The Office, please.
Not the pink. You want to avoid the pink one.
Not the pink one. So, Helen Skelton is playing Innuendo Bingo next. Get to a computer, get to a phone, put it on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, we welcome Helen Skelton to Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website now. Give them a wave. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I've got no spare pants today, Mills, which is an issue. So I'm going to have to kind of fashion.
I wondered
just
what you were doing with that.
Yeah, I just need to cover up ever so slightly.
What are you doing then? Well, you've got no pants on. No pants on now.
No, I'm wearing pants. I just mean I haven't got spare pants today.
Oh right, yeah.
Are you worried that's what I'm aiming for?
It just goes that way, Helen.
It always happens.
Yeah. So
okay, you'll see.
If you want to watch this now, this is going to be a good one today. She's an adventure woman, so I think she will apply this also to Innuendo Bingo.
Is this an extreme sport?
I think it is extreme today. Let's make it extreme, shall we? I'm well up for it. Innuendo Bingo starts now. Get to a computer, a laptop, or even your phone, and hit the massive button that says play. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. Are you ready?
All right.
If it was extreme, we'd have to do it with petrol and candles around.
We could do that one day. Right, ready, Mills?
Yeah. Let us know if you're watching. Booger and Paul from Harrogate are watching on their phones in the loft. Doing a conversion, isn't it? Okay, so first we go once again. Lots of water, please, Helen. Lots of water. And no hands. No hands. If it floods out, it floods out. Location, location, location first. Definitely something going on here between Phil and Kirsty, and I think it's in danger of getting out of hand.
Unless you can pull a whopper out of the bag.
I have got a whopper, and I will be revealing it tomorrow morning.
Oh, Phil. He's always doing it. He knows exactly what he's doing. You right there, Helen?
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad I bought a change of clothes.
I know.
The first spray is the deepest.
Yeah, it is. As the old saying goes.
I have got a whopper and I will be revealing it tomorrow morning.
Think about it. Tom, Callum and Harris all emailed that one in to me. OK, next, over to the World Cup. More water, please. And in Brazil, England team bonding seems to be going extremely well.
I have got a whopper.
No, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Unexpected Phil Spencer whopper there. Apologies, everyone.
You're right.
In Brazil, bonding of the England team's going very well.
Leighton Baines dived in, and then obviously Kandreva digged the ball to the far post. Balotelli pulled off Cahill.
Skelton nearly falls off the chair with the impact.
Why is it so cold today?
It's really cold.
Colder than normal.
Thanks, Toby, for that one.
Balotelli pulled off Cahill.
Now, one of our favourite clips from last week. Water, please. Over to ITV's This Morning. What a show. But I'm not sure paper reviewer Quentin Letts' wife would have thanked him for really sharing this information on live television.
On the whole, why not? My wife's vegetable patch has been decimated.
Straight in his face. Yes, Helen. That's normally what he does to other people.
Yeah.
Too much info about the wife there.
My wife's vegetable patch has been decimated.
Okay, more water, please. Okay, now over to this weekend's Formula One. And at the Austrian Grand Prix, David Coulthard is very impressed with Perez's endurance.
Well, great stuff.
It is indeed. Meanwhile, Perez, the man that seems to make his rubber go farther than anyone else.
Oh, this is a good one today.
You look like you're going to fall every time.
Careful.
What is the weather like for Wimbledon today, out of interest?
Let's hope it's sunny.
Hope so. You're dry quicker. Thank you, Ed in Edinburgh, for emailing that one to me. If you've got any clips that we could use for Innuendo Bingo, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
The man that seems to make his rubber go farther than anyone else.
Now, we actually had to play this to Helen, because you're going to love this. It's our favourite BBC local radio presenter ever. BBC WM's Caroline Martin.
Oh, my God.
And here she is during last week's show, getting more than a little distracted while the songs are on. Here's Caroline.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put...
Not even finished.
Sorry. It's your
face. Water, please. Ready?
Three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you. I was cheery.
Oh, Caroline. I love her.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again.
All right.
She's on once a week at the moment.
Yeah. Love you, Caroline. Do some more soon. I mean, don't force it, but if you could. Thank you to Lee in Warsaw for spotting that one. Keep them coming, Lee. Now to the tennis at Eastbourne. And John Inverdale, whose interview technique is notable for the way he can suddenly change the subject. Water, please.
I've worked with John a lot.
Have you?
Off air, he's as colourful, shall we say.
Is it? Okay. Oh, you'll like this one then. The subject just changes mid-question.
If you find yourself nowadays at, I don't know, one set all, four all.
Oh, God, yeah.
Are you still getting pumped?
Oh, John, what a question.
Are you still getting pumped?
And now, I don't know either. Okay, now brace yourself for the next one. Because it's the bonkers world of Radio 2.
Oi.
Water, please.
Right.
And we're going over to the Elaine Page show. Now, a slight word of warning. I think Elaine is about to find this clip far funnier than anyone else. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
The very talented Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka, heading up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well... Oh, what did I just say?
What a show.
Oh, wow. Again.
The very talented Douglas Hodge.
See if you can keep the water in again.
Her laugh's amazing.
I know, she's got the best laugh.
Oh. As Willy Wonka heading up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well. Oh, what did I just say?
What's going on? Thank you. Thanks, Joe, for spotting that one. Wow. And finally.
Oh, right, one more.
It's her laugh.
You all good?
Right.
Over to Radio 4. Here we go. And Martha Carney has an ill-advised plan for something to post on her Twitter feed. You know what's coming, Chris, don't you? Okay, let's just try and get through this.
Crack on.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern...
Stop it. Come on. Here we go.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going on to Twitter.
Got to get to the end. You just soaked Helen. She doesn't know what's going on.
I missed it then.
No, I'm just going to put the water in at the very last second.
Okay, go on.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
It doesn't even make sense. No. Don't put it on Twitter, Martha.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening.
Yep.
You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Oh. Lovely.
Very good.
Thank you, Helen.
Oh, well played.
I'll watch you on telly on Saturday night. Helen Skelton, everybody, on Innuendo Bingo. That was incredible. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Good game, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Foster the People from the Radio 1 Live Lounge with Fern earlier. Videos online soon.
Like that.
I like it. Do you know why I like it? Because it reminds me of the... Well, I think you're ahead of your time. You remember we played out that music you made when you were 17?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely ahead of your time. This is you. We were comparing Chris's music that he was making to Martin Garrix. Same age. So this is Chris on his keyboard at the age of 17 doing the Titanic theme.
It's a remix of Titanic.
Right, listen to that and listen to the beginning of Foster the People in the Live Lounge.
That's innovation for you.
Not actually dissimilar, are they?
Did they take... have I influenced Foster the People?
I think you have.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris, it's about this time last year that you were going on that holiday. Do you remember, for £25?
Oh, yeah.
Where was it to?
It was to...
Fernando's.
Well, I just thought it was to Tenerife. And then you informed me it was actually to the Isle of Fernando's.
Yeah.
Which is the same.
That's right.
Always wondered where that was.
So £25 each, was it?
It
for
was
a week.
Something like that. I found this amazing deal online.
Which I scoffed at the time. I was like, mate, for £25 a week, it's not going to be any good.
You were quite cruel, in fact. You mocked up pictures of the BBC News with me on that.
In a war zone scenario.
I mean, you really panicked me.
You know, like on BBC News and it says live, and I mocked it up with, like, Fernando's, and then you just in front of some rubble.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I mean, in fact, you really didn't... you did everything you could to make me not enjoy it.
But the holiday was?
It was incredible, and I turned up...
Was it incredible, though?
Well, it was...
Get what you pay for.
No, but do you remember I turned up and it was deal of the century, I think.
I mean, fair play. You seem to enjoy it.
There was a like a hamper thing on arrival and everything.
Oh, lovely.
It was quite classy.
Anything planned for this year? Because I'm looking forward to mocking it.
You can't just say that. I don't want to tell you where I'm thinking of going this year, because if I tell you where I'm thinking of going this year, you will ruin it for me.
Okay. Is it a £25?
No, and I'm thinking of branching out. I'm really thinking of doing something
yes,
new.
Yes.
Because I'm fed off of people saying that I'm an idiot because I don't go to anywhere except for Malia or Cavos.
Oh, so please go to Fifi.
So one, I'm looking at selling out and
tell
going
us.
Somewhere. I'm thinking about going to Bali.
Sorry.
Now why? Right.
Okay. Now tell us why you think that's a good idea.
Well, I think it's about time I go and find myself.
Where's Bali?
Indonesia, isn't it? So,
Indonesia.
I've been looking at it. There's talk of me needing injections. Why are you laughing?
This
is why I shouldn't say anything. Now everyone's going to be on.
No. What scares you about Bali?
Well, the weather, the people, the food, everything.
Mm. And the injections, obviously.
The injections.
Oh, is that why you asked me about where you need injections for the other day?
Yeah.
It's all coming together now.
No, we don't need to talk about it too much.
No. I mean, is it booked then?
It's, part of it's booked, yeah. Oh, I don't know why I shouldn't admit to this.
This is probably why you need like a Willy Wonka, so we stop talking about it, isn't it? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Get you out of everything, that.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Kings of Leon and Don't Matter. You just found the picture of me mocking you, like the mocked up picture of you on BBC News.
Got too much time on your hands.
What does it say?
It looks like the BBC News and it says, Christar, I should have listened to Scott Mills on the quote. And then I can see animal carcass found in bath.
On the scrolling screen. Oh, that's my favourite. That's my best work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for our new game on Radio 1. Two Girls World Cup. And before anyone goes, oh, are you saying that girls don't know anything about the World Cup? No, I'm not. There's loads of girls with loads of knowledge about the World Cup. A lot. Way more than me. I don't know nothing. But there are two girls in the Radio 1 office that love to talk about the World Cup, but don't actually know much about it. And their conversations over the last week or so have been absolutely hilarious. I'm talking about, what?
Well, no, I was just going to say, it's good that we're finally letting other people hear these conversations.
Because we lol every day.
Yes.
They are brilliant at talking about the World Cup without actually talking about any of the football. It's Fiona off The Breakfast Show, off Grimmy's show, and also Jade, who works at One Extra, and they sometimes have a little chat. I mean, they're way into it, just don't know anything about it, rather like myself. So let's play Two Girls World Cup. What happens is they're going to describe a player just from a picture that I've shown them, okay? And from their clues, as they wang on about this particular player, you've got to work out who they're talking about, okay?
So how are we doing this? Am I going to guess?
Yeah, you guess, and you can play along at home and text me when you think you know on 81199. If you're correct, I'll read out your name and where you're from. It's just play along at home fun, you know, Tuesday afternoon.
Love it.
Okay, so Fiona and Jade, two girls talking about the World Cup. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's your first clue.
Nice tan.
It's a quite a tan. He's got more of a tan on his forehead than anywhere else.
Nice bright white teeth.
Yeah, I guess he has.
So nice tan, mostly on his forehead, and really nice white teeth. I mean, that could be a lot of players.
That doesn't narrow it down. It's interesting that's the first thing that they've talked about, though.
Well, I showed them a picture. Sean in Aberdeen has already got it right.
I suggest that they don't know who the player is, though, because they haven't named him straight away.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I think, would probably know who this is, but I don't think they
know. Is it a player?
Yes, it is a player.
Okay, right.
Okay. Any idea at the moment?
No.
Do you want another clue?
Yes, please.
Okay. Two girls, World Cup.
Got quite a thick neck, hasn't he?
Yeah.
His neck, it looks almost, is almost bigger than his head in width-wise.
Well-groomed. Nice combed hair.
And he's one of the main, I think, because I saw him on a TV ad.
Yeah.
So I think he's quite a popular footballer.
Okay. So she's seen him in a TV ad. So she thinks he's probably one of the more popular players.
Well groomed as well. That's
very
interesting.
Well-groomed.
I mean, I've got, there's a few names popping into head right now. Been on the TV ad though.
Kate from Burnley's got it right. Simon Warrington, Alison in Portsmouth, Ashley in Lancaster, Eddie in Wolverhampton. Loads of people getting it right. Do you need another clue?
Let's go for one more.
Okay. Okay, girls, what you got to say?
He's got some dodgy facial hair. I mean, I don't know if I'd go out with him.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
I think if you went out on a date with him, he'd put on a lot of aftershave.
And he'd always have a mirror in his back pocket, I think, to check which hair's out of place, maybe.
Yeah. And he'd probably look down in his guns and be like, hey, yeah, have you checked them out?
This is what it's like in the office every day.
Yeah.
I like it. There's no one there.
It's quite funny because it is just the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can make an educated guess. Shall I go for it?
Go on.
I'm probably, although I'm surprised they wouldn't know this at this scale, I think I'm gonna go Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want some more clues?
Yeah. Okay. With that in mind, I'd like to hear some more.
I think it'd probably be in Towie or something like that.
Yeah, I could see him in that. I put the sugar bar. What's it called? The sugar bar? Sugarloaf?
Sugar bowl.
Sugar bowl? What's it called in Towie, where they all go? Something with a sugar in. Oh, sugar hut. That's it, sugar hut.
Hut.
There we go. Something. He'd be down there and giving. And then that, remember, imagine that Gemma bird would probably fancy him.
Oh, yeah, they'd all fancy him.
Oh, yeah. So very fanciful. Gemma Collins would probably fancy him. And they'd be in the Sugarloaf.
Oh, right.
Off of Towie. Hmm.
Okay.
Still sticking with Ronaldo.
I'm going to stick with Ronaldo.
Don't fancy like Joe Hart as a curveball. Caroline in Aberdeen thinks Joe Hart.
A few people saying Neymar might be a possibility.
Yeah. Okay, next clue, final clue.
And imagine he'd be one of those guys that as soon as he starts playing footy, he'll pile on the pounds.
Yeah.
I'm sure as well. I'm sure he was a guy that went out of Paris Hilton as well.
Oh, really?
Point. Yeah. I think she actually dumped him, actually.
Oh.
Tough love.
So
that doesn't help me.
Dumped by Paris Hilton, apparently.
That doesn't help me.
I mean, she doesn't know that for sure.
Hmm? I don't know. I'm just going to stick with Ronaldo. I think
sticking with Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So what we know is he's got a nice tan and teeth, thick neck, combed hair. I think she's more of the. He's more one of the most famous footballers. Went on a date with him. He'd be wearing loads of aftershave. Can imagine him in Towie. And went out with Paris Hilton, but she dumped him. Do you know the answer is? Cristiano Ronaldo! Yay. Dan in Stoke got it right, so did Tom in Birmingham. Is that Fiona from The Breakfast Show, says Sean from Nottingham? Yes, it is. Jack Haywood got it right, Sarah in South Wales, Amy in Wrexham, Danny in Stoke, and that was the first.
Wow.
In a short series of Two Girls World
series?
Cup. Yeah, it's back on tomorrow.
Oh, amazing. Woo!
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
People seem to quite like Two Girls World Cup.
I think it's just something for everyone to get involved in, isn't it?
Yeah. People love a quiz, don't they? Love a quiz.
I like it, so it's happening again.
Yeah, with the two girls in our office that love football but don't know anything about it. It's Fiona and Jade. They were great. Mm. Getting a lot of good comments about them. You know Ronaldo?
Yeah.
How's he different to the one that you mentioned last week, Fat Ronaldo?
Brilliant. That
it's not the same one.
Brilliant that you want to bring this up again with very little time.
Well, you
to
asked to get it trending worldwide, and
yeah,
it did.
Yeah, but there was. I did out of respect.
Well, that went wrong.
Anyway.
He was annoyed. Michael Owen was really annoyed, wasn't he?
Daniel Sturridge.
Called you an idiot. Fat Ronaldo, and he's not
They're
the Fat Ronaldo.
Two different players.
Right.
I explained all this when we did the alternative commentary.
I don't remember you mentioning. So, Fat Ronaldo isn't Cristiano Ronaldo?
No. That was, I would say, the original Ronaldo.
It's very complicated, isn't it?
Who used to have R9 boots. Do you remember I said that?
Yeah.
They were my first boots. I really wanted a pair, but I only had fakes.
And I've actually listened back to the commentary, the alternative commentary we did last week, which is still getting panned by some people on BBC Radio Norfolk.
Yeah,
get
notably,
lost.
Notably, one chap on BBC Radio Norfolk called Nick Conrad.
Don't need to mention him. Yeah, he wasn't a fan. Anyway, trended worldwide. And, yeah, I learned a lot, but I listened back to it, and the fear in your voice that kind of increases as more and more quite famous footballers call you an idiot on Twitter is quite incredible.
There was a massive backlash for something which was only meant as a sign of respect.
A sign of respect, Fat Ronaldo. What's
wrong with that? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
I couldn't pick up the paper then. I just had a bit of paper, so I actually licked my finger. That was Owl City and Fireflies on BBC Radio 1. Just getting some info for you about Cove, which is the next track. A bloke called James Rockhill. Latest act to come out of Chase and Status's label. He's done remixes in the past for John Newman and Bastille and Foxes. Cove with Way We Are is next. Do you know what we need to bring back? Cos Wimbledon.
What? Don't say the cos. You've started right, because I don't want to draw attention. Well, I'm going to have to draw attention to it now.
Just have.
You've failed.
Yeah.
I don't want to draw attention to it, because then other people will start copying it. And I think it's going to become one of those really annoying things that you do that catch on, like saying off of. Which has just become part of the English language now.
Well,
what you do is you take words out of sentences and just put cos. So yeah. It's like, I'm busy tonight, cos work.
Yes. I can't do that, cos World Cup.
Yeah.
It just saves on words, I think.
Yeah, but... okay. I might be the only one who finds it slightly irritating, but now, because I've said that, everyone will do it. So I'm just thinking aloud here that I probably shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
We also played that Rally Richie track in there. Rally like ballet, Richie like Lionel. That's what it says on his Twitter. It's quite good. And he is in Game of Thrones as Earworm, of course.
Yeah. Is it Earworm or Glowworm?
No, I don't watch it, do I?
Blowtorch.
Blowtorch. Hey, you know when the Queen was looking around the Game of Thrones set earlier?
It's so good, isn't it?
I know.
I've not watched Game of Thrones, right? And you haven't either, have you?
Nah.
So we're kind of out of it. But it is amazing seeing this massive throne.
Do you think that she's blagging it, or do you think she's actually watched it? Or is she doing what I did when I went to Harry Potter World? Like, oh, this is nice. And they're like, yeah, so this you're in Hogwarts now. And I was like, what? Oh, good, yeah. And you're in the Hogwarts dining table. I mean, I wanted to go because it was like a cool experience. And Someone asked me to go with them. I didn't know where I was. I was blagging it.
I think you just get involved. I don't think she's watched Game of Thrones, but I was gutted she didn't sit on the throne.
I know, that would have been awesome.
Pretty wicked. And you can see her looking at it, and you know that everyone watching that at the time was going, sit on it.
Sit on it, Queen. Sit on it. You know what we need to bring back, by the way, as I was saying? Goat or grunt?
Goat, yes, we
Yes, because it's Wimbledon. Is it a noise of an animal, or is it a tennis player grunting?
It's another feature, though, which is quite hard to say. Like, it's so, yes, goat or grunt.
So what we get some recordings of tennis players going, oh, when they're hitting the ball, and sometimes they sound a bit like chimpanzees.
Yeah.
Or goats.
Or various. Well, we had various different animals. I seem to remember last year what we then did is people could request what animals they wanted to hear having a rally.
Yeah. And so, for instance, you could have an armadillo having a rally with Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
A tennis match. So we'll bring that back. Is Wimbledon on now?
It's on.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's where Skelton was going.
What do you mean, yes? If you don't know that it's on, then I take it you're not much interested.
No, I'm just looking forward to bringing the game back.
Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
90s vibes. Vibes.
Is that you grunting in the background? Is that the song?
There is a man grunting, but I made it worse. Did you not hear him? Already playing Goat or Grunt. It's like a 90s grunt, though. Like a load of tracks from the 90s had that in. Oh. That's Cove and Melissa Steele. Way We Are. You ready for Glastonbury? Overheard some people in the cafe downstairs earlier going, I'm going on Thursday. So, I think the weather's going to be okay. I mean, I hope it's not like last year. It was awful.
What is the weather situation this year? Do we know?
Rain.
Is it?
A little bit of rain and then a bit of sun. Up to date BBC weather for you. It always rains a bit, though. That's part of the fun. So, Glastonbury on BBC Radio 1 starts off on Friday with Fern Cotton from Worthy Farm between 10 and 1. Loads of interviews, loads of highlights. And then Hugh Stevens, Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4. That's what's happening in the daytime. Friday night, Pete Tong and Annie Mack host all the best dance music from Glastonbury from 7 o'clock. Saturday night from 9, One Extra takes over the BBC introducing stage. I mean, there is so much, if you're not going, there's so much you can listen to and so much you can watch. Highlights from over 120 artists will be on the BBC Glastonbury website, and you can get that anywhere on your phone. Also, can we stop calling them smartphones now, please? It's like, it's a phone. Smartphone just annoys me, I don't know why. A smartphone. I mean, most of them are smart now.
Do you?
Huh?
Yeah.
Ban that.
It's weird that it's got to you.
Smartphone.
Get on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. You can watch it absolutely everywhere on the BBC Glastonbury website. Or press red button, and you can watch up to 3 red button channels of Glastonbury highlights. Like, pretty much every band must be on that, right?
Mm.
I mean, you've got to be pretty bad, haven't you, if you're not on the stream? Because there's loads. I mean, you've got to be a crap band if you're not on it.
I think it's, you know, we said this yesterday, but I think this is a great chance to get up all the screens, as many phones,
yeah.
Tablets, mission control, tablet, laptops, yeah. Everything, all just out. Mission control, yeah. Football, glass,
in your toilet.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Just make it mission control in the bathroom.
Feel like the man, like, yeah. Being control.
Yeah. BBC Glastonbury website is where to head for absolutely everything, and Radio 1 coverage starts with Fern Friday at 10 a.m.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ow! Ow! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Yeah!
Yes, fam.
Missed that voice.
Oh, I'm cuz.
How was your tour of all the hotspots of Greece, please?
It was a movie.
Is it? Was it a zoo in there?
It was a safari, bigger than a zoo.
Oof.
Yeah. You're well-loved over there.
What do you mean?
Everyone was asking when you're going over this year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Aw.
I was like, I can't make it. You can only do Saturdays.
I can only do Saturdays.
Yeah.
Available on Saturdays.
Yeah. Grosser Dienstag.
No, really, I am available on Saturdays. What?
German for Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is it? Good.
Yeah.
So did you get the scary plane between Kavos and Zante?
I bottled it. I saw the plane.
You saw it and didn't get on it?
And I was like, what?
And you were like, I ain't got no plane.
I ain't got no plane, fool. And do you know what? Yeah. I was so close to getting on it until I found out how you had to get into the plane.
How is it?
Via the wing.
Yeah, yes, I've been on that plane.
I'm like, really? You want me to climb onto the wing?
And the pilot also serves the drinks.
Normally eat the wings, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah, I do. Nah, that was good faced.
Look at you.
Normally there's 2 pilots on the plane, apparently. Is that right, Scott?
Not when I went.
Oh. They said there's normally 2 pilots, but because there's 3 of you travelling, there can only be 1 pilot.
Well, it'd be excess baggage, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it's weird when you're on those planes as well, when they're like, oh, just keep an eye out yourself whilst you're at it. You feel like you're working.
Do you know what I mean?
You've got to look out for other planes.
Yeah, look out. On the way up, if you wouldn't mind looking left or right for the other planes. Oh, that fills me with confidence. Not in a car, it's a plane.
Yeah, but I was doing 10-hour journeys each day because I wouldn't get them planes.
No, I saw you on the ferry, innit?
Yeah, on the ferry, cuz, living it up.
But there was plenty of zoos.
Plenty of zoos.
Not all glamour, is it?
It's not all glamour.
No.
People think, oh, living it up in the sun.
And they
see no sun.
Do you not?
Not 1 hour of it.
It's all night time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for Charlie Stoff. Good to have you back, actually. We missed Fat Tuesday last week.
Man, I missed you guys.
Mm. It's real or no real.
In the Twilight Saga films, there are 26 minutes of just staring.
I've not seen the Twilight Saga films.
I've seen one.
Have you?
Yeah. So, but is there... I mean, there is a lot of staring in them.
It's quite intense, isn't it?
Just a lot of people. Like, a lot of camera angles, like zoom lens, and it's like, stare. Mm. A lot. 26 minutes. Who would actually go to the trouble of working that out, please?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite petty, isn't it? Adding it all up. Have you watched Twilight?
I haven't seen any of them.
No. Mm. So we're probably not the experts on this. So I'm going to say, there'll be some nerd who's done this. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
In the whole saga, 26 minutes of staring. Real or no real, yes?
Real.
Real, both.
That one is real.
What? Yeah.
That's right.
Hey.
Someone's worked it out. As always with these amazing nerdy facts, it was someone on Reddit. Always. And what about this one? Is this real or no
real? Even a blue whale couldn't swallow Charlie Sloth.
Its
throat is only about as wide as a watermelon.
That is so fattest, man.
No,
come back into the bill. You're fattest.
You're fattest, though.
You're the most fattest dude I've ever met in my life. I'll come back after a week off and I'm just being... fatticized. Is that a word?
Fat voice.
Fatticized.
Yeah.
Fatticized.
Is that a right word?
No, I don't think it is.
Is this real or no real?
Even a blue whale couldn't swallow Charlie Sloth.
Even.
Its throat is only about as wide as a watermelon.
Great use of the word even.
Even?
Even a blue whale can have it. I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see an attempt.
Wait, what about in Pinocchio when that blue whale swallows the ship Geppetto, Pinocchio.
What are you on about?
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Man saw that in Pinocchio.
Man saw that in Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Long nose.
How do you know so much about Pinocchio, please?
I used to watch that on loop. As a ute, innit?
Did you...
As a what?
As a ute skin.
What?
As a kid. As a child.
As a newt.
Oh, a newt.
As a ute.
Oh, a ute.
Not a newt. A ute. Did ute ever, skin!
Did you ever used to watch Willy Wonka?
We're not getting there. I know where you're going with this, Northy.
This gloop.
here we go. You've been saving these up all week, right? You just spent your whole week gathering up all this ammunition.
Shut up, Augustus.
You're just starting on me. I've got a story, actually, about you in Zante.
What are you saying?
I'll share it.
Oh,
I will share this. I've got pictures that I was sent by the promoter.
Let's not, because I've seen photos of him with promoters that were there when we were there.
Yeah, let's not get into it, lads.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I've got stories for days.
What are you saying?
Boy. Well, I'm just going to say one word. Yeah? Naked.
No, not true.
Awkward silence. No, awkward. Naked.
Crack on with the blue whale.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Real or no real?
That is just... Of course that's no real.
I don't know.
Blue whales are massive. Of course he could.
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one... is real.
Sadly real, yes. Despite being the world's largest animal, its windpipe can be as small as a dessert plate. Yeah, very small, the size of a watermelon. Thanks to Dean from Mansfield who texted us that.
Yeah,
I couldn't swallow you, Gus.
I think he's made that up, you know. I don't believe that.
And next.
In 2001, Jamie Carragher cut his tongue open drinking champagne from the FA Cup.
Oh, living the dream.
Jamie Carragher.
Charlie, before the World Cup started, you told me to place a large amount of money
on England winning the World Cup.
Yeah, you did say that.
And actually assured me that it was going to... And I was like, really not sure.
Did you put it on?
And you were like, trust me, I know people.
Did you put the 50 quid on?
No.
Good.
Of course not.
Good.
But it was another lie.
It wasn't a lie.
Well, it was.
I was misinformed.
They haven't won, though.
I was sold a dream. Do you know what? I cried for about 3 hours when we got kicked out.
Mm. Where did you watch the last game?
Cavos.
Don't talk about it.
Were you in Cavos?
No, bro.
What was your favourite one out of Cavos or Zante? Or where else were you? Was it just Cavos or Zante?
I was in Napa.
Oh.
I was everywhere last week.
Where
are you? Yeah. I'm in Mallorca this week.
Oh, that's nice.
And then Glastonbury.
Did you go to the Peri Peri chicken shop that isn't the Peri Peri chicken shop?
I saw it.
But it looks exactly the same.
I saw it.
If I was them, I'd sue. Yeah, seen that in Zante.
I saw that.
See that? Oh,
yeah, that was. I love Zante. Zante was really good.
It's really good.
Slightly more classy. It's slightly more classy than Cavos.
Slightly classier people there.
A few turtles.
Really?
Yeah. Just a few turtles.
All right.
So, as opposed to burgers in Cavos. So, Jamie Carragher cut his tongue open on the FA Cup, real or no real?
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, lads.
Actually, had the same answers the whole way throughout this, Charlie. No point in a competition.
And last one.
In cities, stray dogs work out which members of their pack look the most attractive and send them to beg humans for food.
So the stray dogs, they know who's fittest and who's fattest.
Fit dogs. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
I just had a really bad flashback of something that happened last week involving my security guard and a stray dog.
Your security guard.
Lol, that you've got a security guard.
Obviously, I'm Charlie's love.
Seriously,
your
why do you need one?
Security guard is up for show.
Oh, no, honestly, it's really bad. It's hard being me these days.
We didn't need security guards when we were in Cavos.
I mean, you're not Charlie's love, guys.
Your security guard.
Lol.
Do they stop people getting near you?
No, they stop people rushing me. I get rushed.
Do you get bum rushed?
Do you know what it's like? Even that promoter in Zante said, "Yeah, he said I've been here for I've been here for 15 years. 15 years, boys. I've never seen anybody attract as much attention as you have."
Yeah, but he says that to me.
Oh, he says that to everyone.
Is that
Charlie?
His line?
That's just his.
I felt so special when he said that to me.
Yeah, you've been sold up there.
Nice to the security guard. Now, when you turn up at these places, does he just stand in the back? I mean,
no, he stands next to me all times. Come on, guys, I wear like really expensive jewelry.
I know, I've seen it.
You know, and I'm very sought after by the females, and sometimes they get a bit too close. You know what I mean? So he has to make sure they don't get too close.
I mean, it's borderline gross, isn't it?
Hey, you know what? I'm being serious. Do you know what, yeah? Do you know what? This is a true story. In Cavos, I had my top off, What do you mean? I am a super sight on my top off.
All right.
And where was big bully sweat and some girl come over.
Where was the security guard holding it in? Holding it back from the crowd. Guess? What happened?
Some girl came over and basically assaulted my nipple.
Right. Oh, cool story.
Lucky girl.
Serious. And he had to come in and intervene and say, look, you're not allowed to touch Charlie like that.
It just if sounds you want a picture,
rubbish. If you want a picture, get into the queue. And she had to get into the queue.
Okay.
Allow it. You guys are horrible, man. You're starting on me for no reason.
God. Right, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up now.
Don't be jealous, man. No, don't jealous me.
All right.
Don't jealous me, man.
Stray Dogs, Fittest and the Fattest. Real or no?
Real. Don't say real, Charlie. Do a different answer.
Haters, man. I'm
going to
say no.
Charlie's
real.
Saying no real.
That one is real.
I knew it was real. You just thought you bullied me into that situation.
Yes, I got 20. Charlie got 10.
Yep, scientists found dogs have a keen awareness of how attractive they are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, nice to see you
nice
again.
Nice to see you. To see you nice.
And back to next Tuesday. Alan went extra, innit?
I would tell you to download Slothpod, but I'd wait until next week because last week, obviously, it weren't me, so it probably won't be as fun.
Who was on?
I don't know. It was DJ Ace. He just smashed it. He done a great job, actually.
Right, okay. I don't know.
And then he's on the Sloth Pod, is he?
Or
maybe the Sloth Pod takes a break for a week.
No, don't take a break. Never takes a break.
I don't care. Charlie's on one extra next.
What do you mean, don't care?
Greg James is on air. Good show today. We're back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. However, if you can't live without the show and you can't listen live, then get the Scott Mills Daily, available free from the Radio 1 website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.